We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, America, thanks for finding me today. That means a lot. So many places to get sports opinion and commentary today. To find and choose this show for a few minutes to fit me in. Thank you so much. Coming to you from our CBS Sports Radio studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, coast to coast on many affiliates that make up this great network all across North America on Sirius XM Channel 206 and worldwide, cbssportsradio.com, the radio.com app, free to download today. Do it if you haven't already. Also, with your help at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And always available outside of show hours. On the air for 4 hours today, off the air for 20, but the conversation continues on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, and at CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so that was Tom Verducci with A.J. Hinch on MLB Network. On the Astros cheating scandal. And this thing isn't going away. It's getting worse. So any hope with pitchers and catchers reporting this week that baseball was going to be able to sweep this under the rug and once the game started, this would all go away. Now, that was naive thinking by the national baseball media and by the baseball power brokers, the commissioner's office. Well, the game will rescue the sport. Once games get played, the product will be good enough that people will concentrate on that and not the scandal. Mm-mm. Nope. It's getting worse. Tom Verducci, who for my money is one of the best sports journalists, period, let alone baseball. The disgraced manager of the Astros, were your players wearing buzzers? Set the record straight on that. He didn't say no. All he said was that baseball's investigation couldn't turn up anything. And who's really to trust baseball on that? Because the real whistleblowers here, the real guardians of the sport, it's not the commissioner's office. It's not the people at the top. It's the players. And reporters. It's guys like Mike Fiers. And it's reporters like Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal. Or the guy on Twitter, on social media, who went back and found the video of an Astros White Sox game where you could hear the trash can in the background. It's not Rob Manfred. The Houston Astros didn't do an internal investigation that caused them to find the real evidence or get the real scoop on what happened here. It's getting worse. 2017, baseball said that was the bad year, and after that it stopped, and the Astros went back to just playing good, clean, hard baseball. A.J. Hinch won't answer a question on the record about buzzers, fueling that rumor, giving legs to that rumor. And now in the Wall Street Journal, a report that says the Astros front office was involved in using the replay room to steal signals dating back to 2016. Jeff Luhnow, suspended by baseball for a year, fired by the Astros. His front office came up with a program, according to this report, called Codebreaker, used to decode opponents' catchers' signs during games. And that this started in the front office. This was not initially devised by players. And it was used not just at Minute Maid Park, but also on the road. Report says that Luhnow would walk into the video room during road games to ask about Codebreaker. And that several members of the Astros front office, including a guy that is now their senior director of team operations, were involved. Jeff Passan of ESPN reports that another Astros staffer would have his scouts point their cameras into other teams' dugouts. So this was systemic cheating, if you believe the reports. And why wouldn't I? I'm not putting the report that baseball put out as just the entire story and as total gospel. From the top to the bottom of the Astros organization, the GM, the entire front office, the manager, the players. And so I'll get back to this real intense feeling that I have, an opinion that I have on this right now. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Baseball needs to do more. And if Major League Baseball feels like suspending these guys and then the teams operating on their own, making their own decisions, firing managers, if that's enough, well, then they're mistaken. Because I've got another article today. This is from TampaBay.com. Charlie Morton, who helped the Astros win the World Series in 2017, he's the latest Astros player to come out and admit that he saw it going on. He knew it was wrong. He didn't do enough to stop it. You know, he was asked about his World Series championship being tainted. He said it pretty much is. Doesn't feel the same about it right now. I mean, the fact that, and people usually despise the way the NCAA hands out and doles out punishments for programs that have run amok, that have run afoul of the NCAA laws. And that there seems to be a random or arbitrary justice system that is inconsistent with college athletics. And the NCAA is hypocritical and all that. But if you could, bear with me on this. One of the things that I think should deter behavior is when players get banned and when teams get punished, not financially. Like, fining the Astros $5 million, to me, does not get them to repent or apologize for their behavior. Because I think most owners, they're rugged businessmen. They care about the bottom line. They've wanted everything in life. If you offered most baseball owners $5 million to win a World Series, but you have to cheat to do it, I think 99% of them would say, deal, I'll do it. For $5 million, who cares if the court of public opinion turns on me? I want the championship. I want the ring. $5 million is not a deterrent to billionaires. You know what is? Banning a team from the playoffs. To the best of my knowledge, that's never been done before. But up until now, we haven't had It's been 100 years since we've had a team scandal like this. This is the biggest team scandal. I'm not talking about Pete Rose. I'm not talking about steroids. This is the biggest team scandal where a team committed a baseball sin that was incredibly offensive and completely disregarded the integrity of the sport. This is the biggest offense in that regard since the White Sox threw the World Series in 1919. It's been 100 years since we've had something like this. And so I think it calls for, in baseball, I think it calls for massive punishments. And to just kick guys out for a year, a manager and a GM, and then have the teams fire them, it's not enough. More and more information coming out that the Astros were doing this for years. And the players weren't the only ones to blame. They weren't the only wrongdoers. So I call for something extreme, which is they can play 162 games next year, but it doesn't matter if they go 95-67. The Astros are watching October baseball from home. And Dusty Baker and Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, they're playing a full calendar of baseball, but you're done on October 1st. And that would be a lesson. And Astros fans would cry and they'd moan and groan and they would say, this is unprecedented and it's unfair. Every team does this, even though there's no evidence to substantiate that. That's like the worst offense. Patriots fans do that all the time, too. It was league-wide. It was rampant. Okay, show me. Show me another team. And don't give me, like, you know, the shot heard around the world from the 1950s as your only example. Give me somebody else in modern baseball, contemporary baseball, is doing this. That's my recommendation. You've got multiple, if this went on for 4 years, you have multiple teams who were screwed over and were robbed and cheated out of playoff glory because of what the Astros were doing. You've got individual careers that were irreparably changed because of what the Astros were doing. And one-year bans and $5 million fines and no punishment for the players, that's not adequate. That doesn't solve this mess. To me, these aren't just felonies. These are death penalty, life sentence offenses by the Astros. Come up with the most extreme forms of punishment in baseball history, and then apply those to the Astros. That's what I want. And baseball's afraid to do that because they still need labor peace with the union. They need to play nice with the union. And baseball really is on such fragile ground, they're afraid to offend one fan base. But the problem with that is, by currying favor with Astros fans and with that organization, you're ticking off 29 other teams and their fans. Definitely Yankees fans, definitely Dodgers fans, who happen to be two of the biggest fan bases in the entire sport. So the new information that's come out this weekend, AJ Hinch can't answer a question directly about not having buzzers. He didn't say, Tom, no way. Unequivocally, we had no buzzers. I'm not going to equivocate or beat around the bush here or try to sidestep your question. There is zero chance we had buzzers on players. He didn't say that. And now a respected journalist is saying that this came from the front office dating back to 2016, and it wasn't just at home. It was on the road, too, for Houston. I'd throw the book at these guys. I'd ban them from future playoffs. I'd throw the players out of baseball until they appealed and could come up with a defense for themselves. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are you among some who say baseball's always been a sport full of, riddled with cheaters? What the Astros were doing is really not that big of a deal? Or do you subscribe to my notion that this is the most heinous team-orchestrated baseball crime since the White Sox throwing a World Series 100 years ago, and thus needs to be treated, handled, and disciplined in that way? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear what you have to say today. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filippone is back on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans have financed the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. It's Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. We've already got some Astros fans who are getting into my mentions here on Twitter at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Express spelled like it is everywhere. And we're at CBS Sports Radio, you know, claiming here that the Astros' defense is everybody in baseball cheats. Why single them out? Counterpoint to that. Who else in baseball cheated like this, where it was team orchestrated, team approved? Reportedly now, it wasn't just players. It was the front office, too. It didn't go on for just 1 year. It went on for years. It wasn't just 81 home games. It was on the road, too. Everything about the Astros is tainted. And it's a black eye for baseball when one of the best teams of this era, they've gone to multiple World Series, they've won the thing. It's not made up of guys who made an individual choice. It's not like the Oakland A's with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco. It's an entire team. Several moving parts. Took help at several different levels to make this work. And so there needs to be more accountability, bigger team punishments. There need to be some player punishments. I would suspend, in some form or fashion, everybody. If you were with the Astros, you didn't do anything about it, or you participated in it, and I think there should be serious consequences for that. So as more information comes out about the Astros' nefarious activities, I want to know how you feel about baseball's punishment so far and what they should really be doing about it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That number is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Joe is in South Carolina. He's on the Pony Express. He's gone. Bob in Florida. Hi, Bob. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I agree with you 100%. They should be punished, like you said, because what they did was terrible. They screwed over my Yankees, and I love the Yankees. You know? What they did was, you know, incomprehensible. Really, it was. You know, they ruined baseball.
Well, baseball has a lot of skeletons in its closet and a lot of dark secrets and a lot of people at various places within the game. And thanks for calling. Whether it's the commissioner's office, Bud Selig turning a blind eye to steroids because it was profitable and good for baseball's growth and he didn't care. There are a lot of different points along the way where baseball has been corrupted or baseball has had some unsavory figures that have run rampant in the game. So this is not a first. But a lot of these guys get dealt swift and massive punishments. White Sox players who threw the World Series, you're done for good, out for life. Pete Rose has been in baseball's penalty box for 3 decades. And in my opinion, I don't even think it's close. What the Astros were doing is far worse than what Barry Bonds did, especially when this went on for years, allegedly, and now reportedly went on not just at home, but on the road. So they were getting a boost for 162 games, not just 81, or they were at least attempting to get that edge. Maybe it was less successful on the road than it was at home, but if you believe the reports that are out today, they were at least trying. Gary's in Indianapolis. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Let's see what he thinks. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, you know, the more I think about this, and I'm not a lawyer and haven't thought it completely through, but there's going to be a massive class action lawsuit, if not against the Astros, then against Major League Baseball. And I think because people have bet, they bet money, real money, believing in a legitimate, you know, competition where these people perpetrated a fraud knowingly. So perpetrating a fraud knowingly to millions of people that bet millions of money and lost.
Yeah, but when is something like that? I mean, when has something like that worked? I mean, do bettors, do people that had a financial stake in baseball in one way or the other, do they go back and do they sue baseball because their favorite team or the team they bet on lost games when another team was using guys who were shooting up with PEDs? No. I mean, I get what you're saying. There's definitely a right for fans to feel like they got ripped off. But I don't think there's a lawsuit for everything, but that doesn't mean it'll be heard or that it'll be successful. Like, did fans sue the Patriots for Spygate? If they did, it didn't work. I mean, I don't think that angle, and thank you, baseball, any sport, wants or should want to uphold the integrity that the game itself is on the up and up and fair, and that there's a level playing field when the game starts, and that the officials aren't corrupt, and that the league doesn't have interest in one side winning, and that the players are playing the game honestly. But that doesn't always happen. And when that code is broken, I think the sport, the league, needs to hand down gigantic punishments. And suspending a guy for a year and fining a billionaire $5 million is not my idea of gargantuan punishments. Huge punishments. Massive consequences. No. I mean, the Astros are getting, pilloried by people like me, but these are just words. This is the court of public opinion. They're just labels. They're inanimate. They're intangible. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, George Springer, these great Astros players, they're still going to have their paycheck cleared every 2 weeks or whatever it is this season. They still get to keep their World Series rings. They still get to play. They still get to make an honest living. So what do they care? What gets said about them? By their peers, by other players, by former players, by fans, by the national media. But we bring this up and we talk about it because there's influence. Pressure could be exerted on Major League Baseball that it is in their best interest to do more, to act. And that's what I'm saying. In my opinion, if baseball leaves it at what it is and they don't launch into another investigation, if they don't look into this wider scale operation that went into the front office and went beyond 1 year, if baseball's done investigating this, if they're throwing their hands in the air and saying we're out, then they are, in my opinion, not doing right by their customers, their fans. And it would just be something else to turn people off from baseball. And Lord knows there are a lot of things about Major League Baseball that have turned people away in the last few years. They are hemorrhaging fans. 23 million people watch their Game 7 of the World Series. 100 million people watch the Super Bowl. There is a gigantic gap between America's number one sport and number two. And this don't help. Does not help one bit. So I think baseball needs to step up to the plate here and do more to the Astros. And that means unheard of, unprecedented punishments. Team punishments. Put a cap on how much money they can spend on players. Ban them from the playoffs. That would get my attention. And I think that would be fair and appropriate for everything that's gone on here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Again, that number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filipponi is back on CBS Sports Radio.
And today at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, Major League Rugby returns to CBS Sports Network for an all-new season as San Diego battles Seattle from the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Now that's a sport full of badasses right there, rugby. Not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. Go to our website, cbssportsradio.com. You can bookmark that, favorite it today. You'll find on-demand interviews there like Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, talking about how sports betting, gambling, that whole industry and market and audience is going to be a big part of what that league does. So for more on that, go to cbssportsradio.com. My name is Andrew Filipponi. I appreciate you listening right now. It means a lot. There's a lot of different places you can go on a Sunday to get sports talk and commentary. And the fact that you picked me means a lot. If you're getting out of your car, you can download the radio.com app and listen to us there anytime, anywhere for free. And hopefully something will get said or you'll hear something that will make you want to download it and listen even when you're not driving around. Okay, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. More intel, more reporting done on the Astros and that cheating scandal. AJ Hinch won't say on the record in an MLB Network interview that there absolutely positively was not any buzzer wearing. Nothing on his players' jerseys. He was asked about it. He said, I trust what the commissioner's investigation did. They didn't find anything, but he didn't say no. I know for a fact it didn't happen. You got a Wall Street Journal article this weekend about the front office using a program called Codebreaker to steal catcher signals at home and on the road. Make you feel any differently about how Major League Baseball is handling this Astros situation? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Mark is in Jacksonville. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, Andrew, thanks. Great show.
Hey, thank you.
I read that article, too, and when I'm reading those quotes by, you know, Hinch, he's saying how he's apologizing, how sorry he is. If he's really contrite, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, then if you're so sorry, you know, turn in your ring, your championship ring, give back your playoff share, auction off the rings, and, you know, that money should be donated to charity, some charity that really needs it, in addition to the severe other penalties that you're, you know, suggesting or, you know, should also occur.
If he really has regrets, I don't think he articulated those strongly enough, and thank you. You know, to me, that whole interview, and I watched a good part of it, MLB Network, Tom Verducci, who I think is an expert journalist, and Hinch. I thought Hinch came across as a guy that felt like he needed to apologize because that's what America wanted to hear. I didn't think it was authentic contrition. I think Hinch probably, in his heart of hearts, feels like their championship is still valid when, in my opinion, it's not. I think records and championships that were aided by performance-enhancing drugs are more valid, are more respectable than what the Astros did. And I know a lot of baseball players that'll tell you the same thing, that they would rather know what pitch is coming than have a drug effect or an anabolic effect or a performance-enhancing effect that makes them a little bit stronger. Or in some cases, significantly stronger. I don't want to downplay the effect of PEDs, but they'd rather know what pitch is coming. 100 out of 100 guys, I think, would tell you that. Here's Drew in South Carolina. Hi, Drew. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Hey.
Real quick, I don't know if anybody touched on this, but we talked about the bettors getting their money back. What about the guys that played against the Astros, you know, and they probably have clauses in their contracts where if they win the World Series, that's a considerable amount of money going in their pockets.
Well, not only that, you get a different share if you win the World Series. I mean, there's a lot of different – you can take this a bunch of different directions. There are guys who, you know, might have had – a rough start against the Astros and it got them released or it got them sent down to the minor leagues. There's a lot of what ifs with them cheating for X amount of years.
Talking about a class action lawsuit from the bettors, what's going to come down from the players? You know, I mean, that's a lot.
Well, and that's why I believe, and thank you, the more players that speak out on this and the more players that don't, you know, hold union rank or don't want to play nice with Astros players or former Astros players, the more guys that come off as egregiously offended and outraged and appalled by what the Astros have done, I think the better. I believe this is one of those things where silence is not golden. The more names and voices inside baseball that talk about this as a sport-altering offense, something needs to move the commissioner to revisit this and extend punishments out to more people and to make them bigger, to make them stronger. Yeah, totally different situation. The other situation I'm going to reference here as precedent was in another league, and the crime was of a much different kind. Roger Goodell punished Ray Rice, and then when America watched that video, he said, uh-oh, I did not do enough, there's more. Public pressure got to him. The damage it was doing to his brand got to him. And he extended the suspension, as he should have done in the first place. And domestic violence and cheating in baseball are two totally different types of offenses. We all know, humanity, societally, which one is worse. What Ray Rice did. I reference it because it's an example of when a sports commissioner handed out one punishment and then retracted it and made it bigger and did more because he was forced to, because he was boxed in, he was put in a corner. Goodell didn't have a choice with that. And I hope a similar thing happens with Rob Manfred, where he looks at what he's done so far to the Astros and thinks, well, this isn't enough. There's more here. It's worse than I thought. More people at different levels of the Astros organization were involved. But it's baseball we're talking about, so I would bet on them in the long run getting it wrong. Here's Greg in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm doing great. Listen, I agree with you 100%, but I don't think it's I don't think it's nearly strong enough, your idea, because you could. I think that can be manipulated too easy for 1 year. You need to have a window, either say they're suspended from playoff for, you know, 5 years, or either within the next decade, when it's the first year they qualify, they don't play, because they could easily. I mean, it's hard to get there anyway. You see what I'm saying? I mean, so they could trash next year or save money, cut people, whatever. You see that happen all the time. So what you're saying is good. Either ban them for next season completely, or space it out. Give them a
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I get it, setting and installing, and thank you, a whole new precedent, but we don't have a real equivalent. We don't have something in baseball's history, because the technology hasn't always been there. This is new. This is a new age. This is an unintended consequence of replay and technology and cameras and all the video that is now at your disposal and available if you're a baseball team. And I don't think baseball planned or expected this kind of thing to happen. But now that it has, they need to address it. And really, I don't think they are right now. I think they handed out a punishment. They were hoping this thing was going to go away and everybody's focus was going to get back on baseball. Well, it's not. Because there's more to it. We only got a chunk of it at first. We maybe got the filet mignon at first, but it's a cow. There's a lot more meat there. And as we get served, or as we get fed more of it, I think punishments have to change. They have to be fluid. Brutal week for baseball. Not only the Astros stuff, but it looks like the Red Sox, one of baseball's biggest franchises, made a salary dump trade, and it doesn't even look like they could get that right. Boston right now, a glamour franchise, is set to go spring training without a manager and with their best player, who might actually be on another team, but not technically. Absurd. Hey, everybody's in love going gaga for the XFL because they love more football. Well, I've got a question for you on that next. It's Andrew Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.